Welcome back to Funny Word History. Today we've got a very patriotic episode as we delve into the history of the word America. So I think every school kid in America learns this at some point, but for those of you who forgot, or hey, maybe you're just a young kid listening and learning about it for the first time, the word America is derived from the name of the famous Italian explorer, navigator, and mapmaker, Amerigo Vespucci. Amerigo made two trips to the New World in 1500 and 1502 as a navigator and claimed to have discovered it. In 1503 and 1505, two booklets were published under his name containing colorful descriptions of these explorations and other alleged voyages. Both publications were extremely popular and widely read across Europe. Now, Vespucci claimed to have understood that Brazil was part of a different continent, which he called the New World. The claim inspired the cartographer Martin Waldseemüller to recognize Vespucci's accomplishments in 1507 by applying the name America for the first time to his map of the New World. Other cartographers followed suit, and by 1532, the name America was permanently affixed to the newly discovered continents. Anyway, the reason Amerigo got changed to America is because Martin Waldseemüller was using the Latinized version of Amerigo's name, Americanus Vespucius, because he was writing his books in Latin, which was the international language of scholars at the time. Out of Americanus came America, and the rest is history. So I guess America is basically an Italian name then, right? Whoa, hold on a minute. What about Amerigo Vespucci? That sounds pretty Italian to me. The interesting thing about the name Amerigo, though, is that it's not Italian. It's Germanic, and it came out of the old Gothic language. The Goths were a German tribe that invaded Italy after the collapse of the Roman Empire around 500 AD. And fun fact, a lot of the native Italians preferred living under the Goths, or the Ostrogoths as they were known, because they didn't tax them as heavily as the Roman Emperor. So a lot of them were quite happily invaded by these guys, who actually did a good job protecting them. Anyway, Amerigo was a name that came from the Gothic name Amalric, which literally means work ruler or boss. So the old English form of Amalric has actually come down to us today as the name Emeric or Emery. They also mean boss. So America literally means boss when you get right down to it. Now that's a pretty cool name for a country. That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for another Amalric Funny Word History.